producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Broadcasting from everywhere, that's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We got you surrounded.
Yes.
Yay.
Hooray. Roberta Fasinelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. All right, so Roberta hasn't had a chance so far to discuss what she thought of the Democratic so-called debate.
Oh, I'm sure she loved
it. I thought it was a great debate. It was an actual debate instead of everybody saying, well, I believe in Jesus, and everybody saying, well, my faith is better than your faith, and everybody saying, well, he is an idiot. I mean, at least they discussed issues. At least there was some substantive discussion going on there. That too.
All right.
So, though, I think Bernie kind of faltered in the foreign policy realm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to do a little bit more homework there. I mean, you can't say anything bad about Hillary when it comes to talking about foreign policy. She knows her stuff.
Sure,
no, you may not agree with her foreign policy.
No. She's
but she
right.
knows her stuff.
Right.
She took him on for gun control issues, healthcare, yeah. Syria. Yeah.
Bernie is very comfortable, though, Roberta, in his opinions.
Mm. Yes,
and
he's very comfortable.
He has
yes.
a very easy time yes. talking about his
so
opinions.
That brings you around, Richie and Roberta, to the reality of what public service is all about. Aren't you supposed to do the bidding of the people? Aren't you supposed to follow
what, I hate about politics now.
What the people want you to do? Not
right.
what you think, but what they think. What is all this discussion
sounds like you're going to vote for Bernie.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not voting for Bernie.
No.
I do like it, though. I will tell you what I've seen. I didn't watch the program last night.
You didn't see enough,
I spent four hours talking about it so far and listening to clips and yada, yada, yada. I don't think Hillary has anything to worry about, frankly, after last night, unless there's some sleeping dog, some sleeping smoking gun somewhere, and I don't think there is because these people have been scrutinized by everybody and their brother. The Republicans are wasting their time trying to embarrass her or make it look like she did something that nobody else has ever done before. Plenty
well,
of people.
Well, that's what I liked about
Bernie said, "Let's stop talking about the email."
Yeah, enough with these damn emails.
Right. Yeah. Enough is enough.
Enough.
Already.
Enough.
Okay.
I think O'Malley, though, really surprised me. I think he came out very very astute, very well-spoken, very well-educated on the issues. I was surprised. The other two, forget it. I mean, I don't even know why they
were. What about Lincoln Chafee? Was that funny to see him kind of standing there in the corner not knowing what to do?
Was somebody going to talk to me?
Well, that was
on TV.
That was Jim Webb. Yeah, somebody give me some time here.
He was whining so bad.
My goodness.
Enough on all that stuff. There's a story in Milwaukee today. A gun shop found negligent for selling a pistol to a man who shot two police officers.
Yeah.
The jury awarded the officers $5 million. Officers said personnel at the gun shop were negligent because it was obvious another man actually bought the gun for the shooter.
$6 million, actually.
Who is too young to legally make such a purchase. You think $1 million makes any difference one way or another? Richie?
Yeah.
Second case to make it to trial since the passage of the federal law granting broad immunity to gun dealers and manufacturers because there were suits up the Wazunga. You know, lawyers will see somebody as vulnerable, and so these people thought that they needed to get protection. How many people think this was the right thing under the circumstances? I'm going to start backwards and come up through the ranks. Kenny, this is an appropriate finding on the part of the court, yes or no?
I don't know all the facts. It sounds like it. It sounds like this is kind of groundbreaking. The first time that this is really
that's why it's newsworthy
at this level.
Right. Richie, as a 5 million, 6 million, whatever.
As an owner of a gun shop, you have great responsibility, and you need to take that very seriously. Yeah.
Who would want to do
and
that?
If you're right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility there.
Yeah.
It's an important job to have and an important store to own, but it's your responsibility to make sure that these guns are being sold to the people who, you know, tell you they're buying them.
Roberta?
Oh, I think it just outlines the need for greater regulation of gun shops and of gun shows and greater need for background checks and greater need for waiting periods. And you have to get a waiting period to get married. You don't have a waiting period to buy a gun?
But the rules were already in place. They broke those rules. So the gun shop, what are new rules going to do?
All right.
New rules are going to make the penalties a lot more stringent, which is exactly what happened here.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. All right. This is the most interesting story of the day by far for my purposes of trying to get us to think about things that are just crazy in our society. You may have seen the story already at DougStefan.com about this aunt who sued her 8-year-old nephew. Imagine what's going to happen at the dinner table Thanksgiving Day when everybody's around talking about the Connecticut jury ruling against this woman. Sued this kid, her nephew, after he knocked her to the ground. He hugged her and ran toward her and greeted her forcefully. So the lawsuit suggested
jumped.
Yeah, she suffered a fractured left arm. The woman's name is Jennifer Connell. She said she wasn't gunning for her nephew, who's actually her cousin's son. She said it was meant to be a simple homeowner insurance case. But in Connecticut, an individual, not an insurance company, had to be named as the defendant. She said she adores the boy, took him Halloween costume shopping. So, is this a case of lawyers be damned? Is that really what this has gotten more attention? There's more social media on this, Kenny, than almost anything else today. Am I right?
There are a lot of people commenting on it, and they're glad that she lost the case.
Well, but when you hear the story, if it was an insurance case, was that inappropriate? I mean, it seems softened by the fact that it was an insurance case and not her suing personally the 8-year-old, even though that's what the law sort of requires, it would appear.
It sounds like she didn't know what she was getting into. Mm-hmm. But I thought this quote was interesting in her testimony. She said, "I was at a party recently, and it was difficult to hold my hors d'oeuvre plate."
how Connecticut of her.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he was in the air, and I had to catch him, and we tumbled to the ground. Mm-hmm. I remember him shouting, "Aunt Jen, I love you." Mm-hmm. And there he was, flying at me.
Right. Isn't that sweet?
The little monster.
All right. Speaking of monsters, Lamont Odom,
everything he's got,
is unresponsive in the hospital after he loaded up on things that help his enhance his sexuality. Apparently, he took too much. He was married to Khloe Kardashian for a while, and
took too much of what?
Well, he had a lot of
an herbal generic
herbal
supplement.
Enhancers.
Ah,
when he visited the brothel. It was too tall to be airlifted by helicopter to the hospital, so he was driven by ambulance. I find that the most interesting part.
He was too tall.
He's too tall to get into the helicopter. They couldn't fit him into the helicopter, so they had to bring him by ambulance, so it took longer for him to get to the hospital.
How would you like to be found passed out in a brothel in Pahrump, Nevada?
Uh-huh. Home of Art Bell, by the way. That's his home. You know,
at the Love Ranch. At the Love Ranch.
Right, exactly. All right. Social media, the focus here. Kenny, I'd like you to bring us up to date on a couple of things. I notice that the Israelis are sort of blaming social media for all the violence. The Palestinians are, three people were killed, I think, yesterday, right? Israeli forces. The reason that the world seems to be upset at the Israelis because the stuff that's been posted seems to suggest that the Israelis are using excessive force. Has anybody seen any of these videos?
I have not.
No,
I haven't.
Maybe it'd be something good for us to check out, Kenny. All right, what other Facebook comments do you have? Where, can we get beyond the debate from last night with comments, or do you want to? You think I'm not being fair to people who took the time to send us a comment?
Well, somebody says you're not being fair.
Josh
says you put out some seriously inaccurate information this morning.
Really? What'd I say?
He said the Fox News poll that shows Ben Carson beating Hillary 50 to 39%, that you said it was people who watch Fox News, and he put in the whole disclaimer from the Fox News poll that it's random.
Right.
Random registered voters.
Right.
Yeah, random registered voters who watch Fox News.
No, it says Republican and Democrat.
Okay. So, I don't want to be offensive. I'm not trying to be upsetting for this guy. But do you seriously believe that Fox is fair and balanced? Maybe that's the question.
Do you seriously believe that any news outlet that does a poll is fair and balanced?
Yeah.
NBC,
that's a good question.
New York
that's
Times.
That's fair question.
None of them are.
But they don't call themselves fair and balanced, to be fair. So, in this
we distort, you decide.
Well, but that's going to be your point of view, Roberta, because you can't stand any of the people who are there. I happen to like some of the people who are there.
Two words.
I like
Roberta.
Some of the people who run the place. It's just that they try, you know.
How can you be there?
They have.
Why
not? It's a good
Brian
job.
Brian Williams.
They pay
Dan
well.
Rather.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
thank you.
Of course.
Dan Rather, the movie about Dan Rather, will have the people will have a picnic with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that one.
That's but Brian Williams
has got some Queen of Chiefs stuff coming up.
Oh, that's right, Kenny, you're right. In just 60 seconds, the Queen of Chiefs report on Good Day.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
All right, let's get to the hard facts, Roberta. What do we have that's available today that will help people save a lot of money?
Well, if you're having a baby, do you expect a baby? Do you have one now? Are you a grandparent of a baby? Do you know a baby? Do you like baby stuff? Maybe you just
have you ever seen a baby?
Have you seen a baby? Well, we've got some incredible offers, 7 free offers for baby stuff. It's just really it's incredible. They'll give you all this stuff. We have free nursing covers, so if you're nursing your baby, you can cover up and be discreet about it. You have a free printed nursing pillow, a free car seat canopy, so if it's really hot, you kind of just put the canopy over the car seat, keep the baby out of the sun, and also if they're sleeping, a free baby carrier. It's one of those sling things that women have been using since time immemorial, and you carry your baby on your side. We have 5 free pairs of baby leggings. We have a free belly button band. Those are the bands you put around when you're getting really large at the end of your pregnancy. It kind of helps support you. And free designer. This cracked me up. Designer nursing pads. I mean, really?
I mean,
they just had them in white. You have to have them in designer. But all of these things are absolutely free. They're worth about $185. No strings attached. And we have all the information for you on how to get all of these free things are from all different companies at the Better Living section, Queen of Cheap, at DougStephan.com. So if you like baby stuff, if you want to collect it, you know what? Go get it. And next time you have to go to a baby shower or, you know somebody who has a baby, give them one of these things. I mean, keep it in your closet. I mean, everybody should have a gift closet.
Having my baby.
To get, buy it cheap and then save it for later on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who sang that song? Quickly.
I'm having a baby.
Paul Anka. Paul Anka. Richie gets the prize.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you some Halloween candy, Richie.
Oh, man. I'm answering Paul Anka's
questions. There you go. I'm going to send you free baby stuff.
Mr. Musical Elite got the answer to a Paul Anka question.
He's a great gentleman.
21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We have a musical potpourri here for you now, folks.
Waste the days and waste the
waste
nights.
Waste the days and waste the nights.
Never noticed that he had that.
No, I didn't either.
I have left. Are you behind?
This is the anniversary of the passing of Freddie Fender.
Or you don't belong.
69 years of age on this day, 2006.
Your heart belongs.
He had big, 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 big hits, Richie, including this one, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Why should I keep...
And didn't he have a guitar named after him?
A Fender guitar?
Yeah.
It wasn't named after him, but
it's clever. See, if
probably
you had
a Freddy guitar somewhere.
Yeah.
The FF guitar.
You're to blame.
Uh-huh. All right.
Army.
So let's see. We have Wasted Days and Wasted Nights in his repertoire. How about Before the Next Teardrop Falls, Richie?
Ever breaks your heart if the teardrop ever starts.
Yes.
I'll be there.
I've noticed that before, either.
Before the next.
Yeah, he's got bad ears.
Oh, come on. When Merle Haggard sings, he doesn't stutter, but in the people, the circumstances, guys,
they get into the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Leo Fender, by the way, Roberto was
Leo Fender. Freddie's cousin,
okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm going to check that out.
I'll ask.
All right, also musically, this is the portion of the hour in which we focus on some good music and people's point of view. So we mark the passing of Freddie Fender. Also, passing of Leonard Bernstein on this date, 1990. So we have, a couple of samples from West Side Story there.
Got all the greatest hits, Dudley.
Greatest hits of Leonard Bernstein?
That's right.
Good. Who doesn't remember West Side Story? Didn't they do a new adaptation with the story sort of changing a little bit? Didn't I see that? There was going to be on Broadway, Roberta.
Well, they did. They did a new adaptation, yes, and they did the songs in Spanish by the Spanish people.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And they figured they could do that because people know what the songs are.
Yeah.
It's so familiar. So just to make it more authentic. I don't know if it worked. I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it worked or not.
This is my favorite.
I know it is.
We're together.
It's really hard to pick just one, though.
All right, so give us another sampling, Richie. Something else from West Side Story. What else did Leonard
Bernstein? This might go down as one of my favorite segments we've ever done, celebrating dead people.
And their
music. Tunes.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Right, you got to have a little musical class, Rich. Come on.
I got class.
You got class.
I just dropped the C in the L.
Yeah. And put a pain in there. That's perfect.
That's my job. Do it well.
I know it is. All right, so there's a little musical. Leonard Bernstein. Our thought of the day today came from him. To achieve great things, two things are needed. A plan and not quite enough time.
Hallelujah,
that sounds
brother.
Like you belong to the A-team.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they always like the A-team had to have a plan,
yep.
right?
Yep.
I love it when a plan comes
George
together.
George Papard, I always love it when a plan comes together.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the YouTube channel Sploid. I love Sploid. S-P-L-O-I-D. Sploid has drone footage. Actually, this is pretty cool because it takes us to a big traffic jam in China. The insanity of the clogged roads over there. You think it's bad in Washington, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, New York. You ain't seen nothing till you look at this
wow.
video. Thousands and thousands of cars clogging the roadway on their way back from a vacation. It is
wow,
really poignant. Yeah, wow.
Wow, that's
wow.
amazing.
Yep. Check out the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. I think it's just really cool. Also, speaking of cars, story at DougStephan.com about a Tennessee EMT who took a quick detour between her wedding ceremony and reception to help somebody in a car crash.
Wow.
Which I think is kind of a neat thing. There are all kinds of great stories in the Naked City. There really are. And unfortunately, we sometimes get bogged down with some of the
Does
stuff.
The Naked Cowboy?
There is the Naked Cowboy. Yes, right. His name is Lamar Odom, and he's now in the hospital. All right. So we've accomplished another half-hour broadcasting here, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Is the shingles vaccine worth getting? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is shingles? It's simply childhood chickenpox coming back at you. This time, it's pain along a nerve, followed by a rash, followed all too often by pain without the rash. And it's this post-rash pain called postherpetic neuralgia that's the worry, as it's nasty and debilitating. Here's the thing. A new study out says the shingles vaccine works not only at preventing shingles, but also at preventing the after-rash pain if you're unlucky enough to get shingles despite the vaccine. DCOC advice, if you're 50 or older, the shingles vaccine is a must-get. And don't forget, if you do get shingles, we can treat it, but you must get treated within 2 days of the onset of the rash or the treatment doesn't work. The rash itself, of course, is contagious, but all you need to do to prevent spread is cover it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Starting tomorrow, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Aroo. As Michael Horn, Jennifer's father, calls me Doug Aroo. She calls me Dougie. Roberta Fasinelli, say, what do you call? What's your favorite reference to me, Roberta? We can say. There was a little bit of silence, and so I decided I better put in a little there's a bracket there. Needs to be put around that. Yeah, go ahead. Come on.
Cow dude.
You never call me cow dude. Come on.
Cow dude.
Cow do maybe, but not cow dude.
Cow dude.
Richie, what's your favorite reference to me?
Usually call you Dudley.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like my mother did when she was upset with me. Thank you, Rick.
Right, exactly. Dudley.
Kenny, get
I am your mother now, so.
Yes, I am.
Dudley.
I have referred to you as a mother, as a matter of fact, on more than one occasion.
Likewise.
Yeah. Okay. What'd you say, Kenny?
I didn't say anything.
Perhaps that's good. I know. What's your endearing? What do you have an endearing phrase or word or name that you use for me?
I think I just always call you Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Well, we have the most civil relationship. It's much easier. And I can only remember, you've only been angry at me like 3 or 4 times, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Oh, no. He's to your face. Oh. He's angry with you quite a bit. But.
Really, Rich? Well, thank you.
It's always short-lived.
That's, of course. All right. Megan Barth is going to talk about the Democratic debate with us in a few minutes. She's the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Maybe you should, Kenny, give me a little background on that because I'm not familiar with ReaganBaby. I certainly could go look it up, but I always like it when you give me a spin.
She's just it's just political commentary. Obviously, Reagan baby is
Reagan
on the
based.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. But she's in. She was in. She's probably still in Las Vegas. She was there last night for
at
the debate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
all
then
right.
She was live tweeting and stuff from it.
Now let's veer off a little bit from the discussion of last night. Just sort of a fun little reference, and this is a gotcha moment. There was an event in New Hampshire earlier this week that enthralled the news media. In the audience, there was a young lady who was going after Donald Trump for, quote, not being a friend to women, end quote. And that was a pretty serious charge, right? Roberta probably would agree. But apparently somebody recognized this young woman after looking at a picture of her, and there is, you know how they have the police now have this scan, the facial recognition stuff, and they run pictures right. through their database, and they can identify people. Apparently, there's a database like that for politicians, and this young woman who went after Donald Trump turns out to be a staff member of Jeb Bush's. Her name is Lauren Batchelder. That was interesting. Why not? She's got an opinion. She can be heard. Was it a plant? Of course it was a plant. What do you think? It is silly stuff. But there is a lot of silly stuff that goes on in the name of politics. All right. Did we sort of put the cap on the dentist who killed Cecil the Lion?
He's free.
He's
not being charged.
Not
right?
being charged.
No, he's not being charged. No.
Yeah. So is that it? That's it. Right?
I want to see whether the tour guides get charged and convicted.
I thought they were being.
They were.
Yeah, they're charged.
Yeah. Now we need to follow through and see whether those guys. Because to me, the dentist is a dirtbag because, you know, you tie a dead
bag.
Animal to a Jeep and then you lure him out and shoot him with an arrow. Okay, so that's not very sporting.
Dirtbag.
Right. You should be sleeping in the brush and then have the lion jump up on top of you and you fight him, you know, hand to hand, claw to claw, and then you know, whatever. But these guys are the real dirtbags to me.
Mm. They well, knew what, they but they knew don't what know any doing. Better. That would be the excuse that somebody would. They don't know any better.
I'm thinking those tour guides knew it was Cecil the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that they shouldn't be luring them out with a dead carcass on the front of the Jeep.
Mm. That would, yeah.
Dennis is just a little dumb.
Yeah. Okay. The verdict in the Redskins' name, this is this whole business about politically correct. I was taken back by somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was that I had on the air someplace. Maybe it was earlier this week, and maybe, Kenny, you remember the identity. The Redskins conversation came up, and this person said that that they were against being able to use the Redskins as a name for a team. And that may or may not have been on the heels of the decision in California, which now has cost at least 5 high school teams their name. Right, Richie? I think you were following that story.
Yeah, Jerry Brown decided that he was not going to let anybody in California name their team the Redskins, so they outlawed it, and now 5 or 6 high schools have to change their names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that, are we carrying this too far?
They're going to call them the Browns now.
The Browns.
After Jerry, yeah.
Right. Well, that could be a slice because you wouldn't call them the Blacks.
What do you
Because that would be offensive.
When you say Browns.
The Browns.
Jerry, of course.
Yeah. All right. Here's another California story that has outraged people. This woman has taken this, what do they say? What is that song? Taken it to the street.
Doobie Brothers.
And the viral response to this has reached over 200,000 people. An assignment given by a 7th grade world history class teacher titled Islamic Beliefs and Practices. Students were asked to list the 5 pillars of Islam, watch a YouTube video featuring a call to prayer at a mosque in Istanbul, and summarize what they learned in that chapter of their textbook. So a youngster named Tara Kali did not do well, didn't like the lesson, made sure the teacher knew about it. The young man's name was Tom Kelly. The mother is Tara. And she actually sent a photo around of the assignment to a lot of news media. It was Bakersfield, California. She marked up the page with her displeasure. It says in the bottom of the page, seriously? She wrote under the quote, which would take students to the video of the Islamic prayer to call, my son will not be part of this in any way, shape, or form. This is bad teaching material. He will not partake. If you have a problem, call our lawyer. And then she lists a whole bunch of things from the Bible.
Do you think if they had made the assignment on, let's say, Buddhism or Judaism, or even some of the different Christian practices, do you think there would have been
this uproar?
Well,
that would be my question. Did they include all of the religious practices, or was it just this one?
It was just this one.
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, if you're going to do it, let them see everything, and then here are all the different religions. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that you're just asking for it.
When
you pull off a stunt like that,
yeah,
you're just asking for it, frankly. I think that's the way I would look at it. And
it's somebody trying to make change
Right.
in their own way as a teacher, and you can't do that.
Yeah. Not and think nobody's going to pay attention.
Right. I mean, come on.
Hello. Nobody's going to pay attention to that.
I wouldn't mind if they exposed my kids to it, as long as it was part of a larger lesson about religion in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to single out one religion and say, come on, you need to watch this.
Mm.
Please.
Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new toy. Meredith got me
Here we go.
A sound effects block.
Oh, dear.
So when I tell something that's good, out of applause.
That doesn't even remotely sound like applause.
That sound like laughter?
Like evil clowns laughing, maybe.
When I have a good eye, who's yawning? Who just yawned?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
Sighing, not yawning.
Right.
Meredith, do us a favor and please stay out of the dollar stores.
We went into a shop in Chatham on the Cape, and this was there. And she said, this would be great for you to use on the air.
Right.
All right. It's 43 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Folks, here's some great news about the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. How often have you heard me talking about the amazing Genucel, which is there to take care of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes? Bags and puffiness are created by the water that's behind or underneath your skin because you don't get enough sleep, and there's some sort of a reaction that your body has to that. So the dark circles that you have around or under your eyes and the water that's there, it's not attractive. And a lot of people try to cover it up with makeup, right, Roberta? Cover up those blemishes, kind of, with makeup. But this way, you don't have to cover them because it gets rid of them. Genucel gets rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. The Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which is all new from the same folks that make Genucel, they want you to try this free. So every time you order Genucel by dialing 800-543-9262, everybody who does that is going to get a complimentary tube of the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. So you can see how powerful this all-natural treatment works on the dark circles under and around your eyes. You will look beautiful and or handsome using this. More and more men are using these sorts of products because they want to look good as well. Why wouldn't you? 800-543-9262. Call right now. Get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. They have some luxury gifts from which you may choose. See if he can get him to give you a jar of Esotique face cream. You'll love that. All from the same company. It's all three things for the price of one at 800-543-9262. This is something that they're not going to be able to offer forever, so why don't you take advantage of it now while you're thinking about it. Call for Genucel for the bags and the puffiness, lines around your eyes. Get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for the dark circles and the Esotique for your skin. All wonderful products, 800-543-9262. I use them, and look at my face. Go to DougSteffen.com and look at that face and see if it isn't something your mother would love.
Yeah, do that.
800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 46 past the hour. Joining us now is Megan Barth, who is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Let's start with that, Megan. What do we glean from the title of this website, ReaganBaby.com? Is it obvious, or like, were you born when Ronald Reagan was president?
Or are you really the daughter of Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, the secret love child of Ronald Reagan.
It's a mystery. Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on. No, I was born, I wasn't able to vote for Reagan, but I considered myself a Reagan baby. My mother kind of referred to me as a Reagan baby, and the moniker just stuck.
Really?
And I've always been politically astute and aware and submersed in politics. My family was that type of family that gathered around the table and talked politics. And so it manifested itself into ReaganBaby.com.
All right. So you made a living. Very clever. Good for you. Good American dream. Be a stalwart. Keep working on it and make it a success. So you were in Las Vegas last night. And did you actually go into the debate, or where was your position?
No, I live in Las Vegas, and I don't live too far from the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
So I could not pass up the opportunity. I thought the debate was going to be interesting to watch. However, I thought perhaps the real debate might come outside of the debate and talk to the supporters that were there. However, I did not find a supporter of Jim Webb or Chafee or O'Malley. I did have the opportunity to talk to a lot of Hillary and Bernie supporters. And I simply grabbed a friend of mine that lives here. I uploaded Periscope, and he was able to film me while I was walking through the crowd and grabbing anybody that would be willing to talk to me, and really gained a lot of insight into Bernie Sanders supporters. No one would claim that they were a socialist, and some even told me that Bernie wasn't a socialist. figure that out. Yes.
I guess it depends on your point of view, your definition of what socialism is.
Right. And I said, well, he calls himself a socialist. And one of the gals said, well, we don't want to label him. Okay.
Don't label him.
And, however, on Reagan Baby, I was able to come back to the hotel last night, and I did a quick blog, and I found one guy named Jim, and he was standing with a sign, and the sign said, Bernie speaks to me because he reminds me of Jesus. So I had to ask him, well, how does he remind you of Jesus? And again, his name was Jim, and he was the founder of thegospelofbernie.com. And he is an alum of Liberty University, and that is where Bernie spoke to a sold-out crowd. And he was inspired by Bernie's message because much like Jesus, it is our duty to help the poor and downtrodden, and Bernie, through his socialist program and the promises of free education through 16th grade, he referred to it as 16th grade, college education would be paid for by the system, but he didn't necessarily understand that the system gets paid for by somebody else to pay for the system.
My pet peeve when anybody talks about giving us free college.
Right, no such thing.
And I tweeted, whenever a politician says anything is free, hold on to your wallets.
Right. So it's very interesting that one of the things that I forgot to talk about when Bernie went to Liberty University was the context of being at Liberty University. Jerry Falwell founded Liberty University, not exactly in the mainstream of those who follow Bernie Sanders. So you make note of that, and I think nobody's really, I don't know why, I found it to be very interesting, but I never did pursue it on the air. Now you've given me the impetus to do that again, although maybe people just say, okay, well, so he was in another area where there's a different kind of thinking, and he found support. That's not unusual, really. Is it, Megan? I mean, think of how things are changing this year, where people are supporting candidates that you never thought would have gone anywhere 8 years ago.
Well, Well, that's right, and it's interesting to watch a socialist platform, or at least those that support a socialist platform, will intertwine theology into the mix, specifically Jesus. If you kind of do a little research, which I did a little bit when I got back, there's a lot of supporters that equate Bernie Sanders to Jesus.
Really? He doesn't have a beard or anything.
Yes.
He doesn't get a lot of hair. Well, anyway, it's fun to have different points of view, and I'm glad you were able to be here with us for a while. Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com here on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Why didn't you hire this person? I don't know what his prize would have been, but it would have been worth it.
From a few times, Tommy Lee Jones has been a bad guy in his movie career.
Come on, that's not striking off, sir. Striking off.
Let this be a learning experience, gentlemen. If you resist, we will kill you and the man next to you. Now move out of here in an orderly fashion.
All right, movie music by the Regulators from the movie Under Siege, which was the number one movie during this week in 1992. The song is called Whiskey Fever. Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Busey, and a cast of really...
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, he was the good guy.
He was the good guy, yeah.
Busey made a crazy bad guy, and Tommy Lee Jones was... Well, it ended badly for him, as I recall. But it was an interesting movie, to be sure.
It was good.
The next one was the train one, where they're trying to shoot down, what was it, the satellites or something from a train?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of
all Steven Seagal movies are the same. But they're
exactly.
Fun.
Yeah, just take place in different locations.
Right.
That's all. I'm surprised Roberta doesn't have all of Steven Seagal's movies in her DVD collection.
I've never seen one.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't know what you're missing, Roberta.
No. If it doesn't have zombies or vampires in it, I'm not interested.
All right. So what's that show I was just talking about? What, the Screen Queen?
Screen
what is
Queens or something, yeah.
Is that about zombies?
I don't know. No. Never saw it.
But no, it's a TV show, Roberta.
Okay, I never saw it.
But doesn't matter. I've never seen it. All right. In a moment, we talk about Jennifer Lawrence, not necessarily from a point of view that you might have expected. She's blaming herself for one of her problems, and we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so Jennifer Lawrence, one of the rising stars, wouldn't we all agree when it comes right down to it?
Yes.
Who's getting more attention? What woman actress or woman actor is getting more attention than Jennifer Lawrence? She was interviewed. There's a new movie that she's in. She's out promoting it. So she was asked about what she got paid for her role in American Hustle. That was one of the, well, it wasn't just American Hustle. Didn't it start with where she became famous, those hunter-warrior game, what do they call them? What's the name of that?
The Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yeah. So she didn't get paid the same as the male stars in that. And she didn't want to do the last one, but she was contractually obligated to do it for something like $80,000. And at the moment, she's probably getting $8 million a picture, I would guess, wouldn't you? Most, maybe even more than that.
Wow.
Big bucks.
So, I'm looking at the IMDb top 10 most popular actresses right now.
She's number one.
No.
Oh, isn't she?
No.
Where is she on the list?
Not even on the top 10.
You're kidding.
Who's number one?
Number 10, Emilia Clarke from Terminator Genesis. Kate Mara from 127 Hours.
Okay.
Number 8, Bella
Thorne.
So this
is a bogus list. This is a bogus list.
It's IMDb.
If she,
that's
I don't
most
care.
Popular.
If she,
who's number one?
Number any
one,
of those.
Jamie Alexander.
Who's that?
Are you kidding?
Thor, The Dark World.
Baloney. That's
no, Jamie Alexander is my cousin's fiance.
Good for her.
That's Peter Facinelli's fiance. And she's in that new TV show called Blind Spot.
All right,
the Tattoo Girl.
Kenny, am I right about this? Isn't Jennifer Lawrence the most talked about actress? Wouldn't you say, in terms of what actress is getting attention?
She's popular, but I wouldn't say she's the most talked about.
Who do you think is?
Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades of Grey at number 7.
Really? Anyway,
this is IMDb.
Jennifer Lawrence
is Amy Schumer on there?
She didn't seek more money for her roles because she didn't want to come across as difficult or spoiled or hard to deal with.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I suppose that's good. Anyway, I don't agree with
you wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.